You've just joined the Prepper Broadcasting Network, where we promote self-reliance and independence. The views and opinions expressed are strictly those of the host or their guests. Visit us in the interactive chat room at PrepperBroadcasting.com.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. It's so good to finally get back on, especially in the special show in 2018. It is great to have you, boy. We are on a new internet provider who's still working out the books, and I had to actually catch my call.
Okay. Is that actually any better for y'all? I'm getting a bit of an echo on my end. Let's see. Okay, my gray prepper son, can y'all hear me? All right. So now that we have that fixed, we seem to have some audio, and I hear myself in my own ear, so I have to pull the headphones out. All right. So there we go. As people are coming into the chat, it is great to have you. So what I wanted to do with this show is actually more of a time of reflection to talk about some of the upcoming things for next year, or well, was next year. Now it's this year now. And some of the big things is we have some great things ahead of us. We are going to be switching to Spreaker. I'm not sure when exactly yet. I will let you know. It will not change how you listen to us. We will still be live. You will still be able to interact with us. Our sound quality will be way better, and it'll be much faster as well and less hiccups. So those are some great things to really look at. It is going to be a difference, but not enough to actually affect y'all. So that's a big one. I am looking forward to that with as many issues as currently as Blog Talk has given me. I'm ready to hang it up. But headline, we are officially now a family affair show on Instagram. I finally got a few pictures posted up there tonight. I had the account set up. So we will be posting a family affair photos like the chicken coop we're working on. The garden prep when we get to it. Many of the things we may even speak about in the show. I have some great guests and speakers coming ahead of for the next few months. So I'm excited about that. But the real reason, you know, was to focus on what our previous year was like, to reflect. It is the time to reflect on it. So we can see where we did something right or we did something wrong, and we can go from there and learn. Because if you don't make mistakes, you can never get better. You won't be able to figure out what you did wrong. All right, so prime example today for me, I probably spent the majority of today actually cleaning out my car, vacuuming, scrubbing it, taking everything out, figuring out how I want to put it in, and when I first initially went to clean up my car, I noticed something. And what made it so difficult was to find out a mouse had gotten into my car. Now, it's not still there. It wasn't there when I got in there. But at some point, a mouse had gotten into my vehicle, which meant my little bag of extra clothes, my emergency blanket, some of the other items I had in the back of my vehicle were, yeah, the mouse had definitely peed on them. There was definitely poop in there. I was not a happy camper. Yeah, no, exactly. So my car is extra clean now. I even scrubbed everything. If anyone has listened to my previous show when I spoke about rodents, you can guess where the inside of me immediately went to thinking about some of those issues that rodents tend to carry. So everything immediately was pulled. If it was material, it was pulled from my vehicle and washed on hot. So that was a big thing for us. So that made me realize, okay, I need to realize how I am keeping my items. I had them in a Ziploc bag, but if the Ziploc bag's not filled with the extra clothes, it's not going to do you any good. Having extra items in there that, like, for instance, what happened, an animal can nest in, causes more issues. So you want to be able to keep your prep safe or your emergency item safe, but you don't want to make it perfectly tempting for an animal seeking warmth as much as you are to bed down and roost or nest in it. Cool. Prepper Son is in here with the chat with us. He is actually from our Sunday night show with his father, Prepper Dad, on Sunday night's show. Sorry, y'all. This head code has me a little combobbled. And I'm actually really looking forward to see how that went. They actually did a cold weather camper prep, I believe. Is that right, Prepper Son? We actually have a new host on Friday nights, Rogue Preparedness. Her name is Morgan. She is great. It's nice to have another mom and another woman on the team. Nothing wrong with the men, but it is definitely a stronger force now having that extra bit there to show our side as well. Oh, okay, a dry run. Yes, the Next Generation show. Thank you, Prepper Son. So we've had some changes coming up with the new year. We've had some that have occurred, but it's not to say we don't have some great and amazing things going on and some great changes. So you have to check it out. Our page has changed. If you haven't seen that in a while, check it out. It's definitely interesting. So what I wanted to mention, though, I'm everywhere. I'm sorry, y'all. Tonight I'm bouncing. There is no actual set way to this. There is no notes. I am running with it like you're in the chat talking to me and I'm over here talking to you. So I will say this now, and I'll repeat it later. I do want to do a show called A Free-for-All, and that's where the children behind FAIR actually take place. Right now they're more entertained with what's going on in the other room, which is fine. They're hit and miss when they come in and out, and they're children. I'm not going to make them sit here and stay an hour with me when this is something I enjoy. And like I said, they're children. But on the free-for-all, what I want from you, my listeners, both all of those in the chat, all of those who are listening live on Blog Talk, or even all those who will be listening on the download, think of questions. Send me questions you would love to hear these children talk about, or a topic. I'm going to leave it up to y'all because this is a kids free-for-all. They're the children behind a family affair. They are involved in as much prepping as my husband and myself. And I would love to hear what they have to say on the questions you want to ask. Now, you can reach out by, if you are following my Facebook on A Family Affair Show on Facebook, shoot us a message there. Send us an email. It's a.family_affair@yahoo.com. Yes, it is a long one, but it works. So you can send us an email there, or you can shoot us a message on our new Instagram, A Family Affair Show, same picture and logo as with our other two, or message us on Twitter. You know, we have different ways to contact us. Shoot us a message. I would love to hear your questions. I'm probably going to give it about 2 weekends before I actually do it, but I would love to hear what y'all want to ask these children, because these children have some great things. I'm not sure what Highlander in chat is talking about. Oh, Prepper Son, I understand. I had some issues going on my end, or I would have loved to have actually completely caught her show. I missed out on part of it because of some other issues over here. So, with that being said, the reason for the head cold. Okay, well, thank you, Highlander. I appreciate that. And those who are listening and would like to join in live, or would like to listen who are having connection issues, you can dial in at 347-202-0228. If you'd like to come on air, you can hit 1, and I will gladly connect you over. Let's see. All right. I'm just checking both. I'm jumping between pages. Thank you, Highlander, for pointing that out. I will definitely see if we can get that put up on the page. With us possibly switching over to Spreaker, though, it may be a completely different number. I'm not certain. I will find out. And I will let everybody who are my viewers and follow my pages know. So what I was saying is, though, on the cold, so we had a family emergency come up. And I say family, it's more of a friend. I got a call on my way home, and as I was pulling up in the drive, she called me, and she had gotten hurt. And she's my friend who actually runs her own little homestead. So I immediately turned around and went straight for her, and she's maybe almost a 30-minute drive for me. And we got her taken care of and straightened out. And I actually have the last couple of days been helping take care of her animals on her homestead. And that night I went out. It was definitely a little rainy. I was not exactly prepared. I mean, I just turned around and went. And yes, I had an extra coat in my car, so that's my fault. So y'all bear with me, especially with a little bit of the sniffle. So a big thing I wanted to talk about last week, I was really bummed about, especially with the fact that Blog Talk was acting up. I mentioned in my description, and I mentioned in the Blog Talk setting, that I wanted to speak about work situational awareness. And I got to learn firsthand how fight or flight actually affects individuals and who all actually takes part in it. And you don't really realize, especially with your own coworkers, who will react what way and how it will actually affect you. So for us, we actually had someone come up to the back door and yanked on it. And now, mind you, in the part room that we're in, we have all the interior cameras where we can see them and view them from the monitors. And I saw a leg as it walked away. And I told the rest of my coworkers, I'm not opening that door. And I look up on the main camera, and I see someone booking it across the parking lot. So I peek out the door, and their vehicle's sitting there and still running. And I close the door real quick, and I told them, I said, they're going to the front. And as soon as I looked up front on the camera, I see a person walking in. Well, what's this person do? They're throwing their leg over our window. There's a small, tiny little window that's the counter for it is probably about 4'8" high. You know, high enough that you wouldn't imagine to see this person doing what they were doing. Is they were throwing their leg over the window and climbing through. And I literally took off running. I said, they're getting through. And I took off running, and I ran straight to the front. Didn't give it a second thought. As they were there staring at the cameras, and I immediately took off running. Because the first thing I thought of is, I have to stop them. I wasn't worried about what we have or what we – I was worried about the other techs in the data entry room that are up front with no cameras, no alarm system, no warning system, none whatsoever. So I took off running, and I caught to the person as they were about to take around the corner, and I yelled at him. And thank God it was actually someone who worked for the facility. I don't know why she did the way she did afterwards. It is funny after. Yeah, we did laugh. I shook my head because we have buzzers and bells on our doors for a reason. We have monitors for a reason. Uh-oh. Can you hear me? Hello? Can you hear me? Oh, stink. You can. Okay, well, good, because for some reason on my end, cool. For some reason on my end, this computer has, Blog Talk has disconnected the host call-in from my computer, so it threw me off, so I was worried it actually disconnected the entire service. But as y'all, so on that, when I said that the whole fact of the situational awareness, what threw me, though, was the fact, though, that when I came back into the room, that so I had another coworker tell me that she was actually calling for me after, but realized I was already down the hall. And her whole fight or flight thing was she was running to get her mace, and then she was locking me out. Another coworker said she was going to lock the doors, but she was afraid to leave me out. And so in that situation, I had two coworkers, one who was actually worried about me, and another one who said if I wasn't in there, I was just SOL. Which was fine, because I told my coworkers in a situation like that, I would, oh, have a good night, Prepper Son, if you're going and having dinner. I hope you enjoy it. That if I were to take a situation like that, I'm trying to de-escalate a situation, because we do deal with a lot of mental health patients. And sometimes you can redirect and de-escalate a situation depending on their temperament, especially those who've worked in the public. And I've worked both in public retail, pharmaceuticals, as well as in the hospital. So you deal with all sorts of temperaments. You're right. There needs to be plans, but there aren't. Unfortunately, I am probably the first line of security. But knowing who your coworkers are, as far as who you could actually count on and you can't, really changes your line of respect. The one employee who was running for a mace and told me I was just out of luck, I don't expect anybody to stay behind for me. I don't expect anyone to be concerned. But what I had hoped was to see individuals who actually cared for the well-being of their coworkers, not saying me, but as far as a warning system to the other employees. And I really felt like one of them was. She was going to warn the other techs as I was running around the other corner. The third one was going to lock everybody out and just take off. So, okay, so as my Gray said, here's a prime example. We have an unscheduled fire alarm at work. Most people walked out without a care. I took my bag. Exactly. They asked me what I was doing. I said, raise your hand if your keys are still in the building. You know what? That's very smart. And I actually had a coworker tell me, because I immediately ran into the situation. I don't know what this patient was like, or if it was a patient. We were lucky enough it was an employee. Her actions were probably not the brightest, but it did make some awareness. But the fact was, I had a coworker tell me what I did was absolutely stupid. And I told her I wasn't doing it to try to start a fight. I was doing it to de-escalate a situation, and I did it for my coworkers, because we do work in a pharmacy, and she told me, we have nothing here worth keeping. I said, I wasn't worried about drugs. I'm worried about human life. You know, that's a few people in that room I could save, and so be it. No, I did not have my pistol on me, but I do keep a knife on me at all times. I'm not saying I could have handled the situation properly, but with some of the training I've taken, you know, some of it comes back. And the immediate reaction was a reflex for me. You know, anybody who's been in the military, anybody who's been in any sort of training, the first thing to do is try to minimize damage, is try to minimize the situation. I mean, many people who've been there, EMT, fire department, police department, military, you can all agree with me, and that goes to training. The situation is try to control and de-escalate a situation. If you notice, and when you're assessing it is not de-escalatable, then you go on to the next force. You do what you have to, but you protect your people. Okay, so yes, Highlander makes a good point. And this is where I learned it. And like I said, it was an eye-opener for me. Those I had more respect for beforehand, I lost quite a bit. And those who I didn't think would have handled the situation as well as they did, I was actually a bit impressed. Now, would I lay my life down on it? No. Only because, you know, depending on the situation, it could have gone a different way. Highlander made a good point. He says there are two types of people, those that help others and those that help themselves. Okay. My Grace says three types, those who freeze and become a liability to others. Exactly. So you have the fight or flight, but then you have a third one. And most people don't realize it. Those are people who just freeze in emergency situations. When they get scared, they don't run. They don't fight. They stay solid. And that was something else I saw. We did have a few who just stood there and just watched the cameras dumbfounded. I'm like, this is not a TV show. This is real life. Had this been one of our patients off their meds or a patient or even a passerby who was bound and determined to hold us up, you know, you just stood there. You could have put more people in harm's way by not reacting. You're right. So Highlander is right. Many people who train hours and hours can freeze up because we all know training does not have stressors, that real situation. You're right. I'd say the only thing that's helped me is I have been in lockdown situations at the hospital where we had, I wouldn't say an active shooter, but we had a situation on hand. I have been in situations where we had a patient or a family member come barreling at us because they wanted to get into the ER and we were what was in the way. The doors, windows or not, they were bound and determined. So yes, I have been in situations more people, normal people or other people who are not in my field of work have been in. I'm not saying that makes me better than anyone. I'm not saying that gives me more training by anyone. I'm sure there are certain situations I probably would freeze in. It all depends on the situation and all depends on the person and what's going on. But that being said, Highlander, not everyone who has the training does freeze up, though. There's sometimes it's a lot of people who have never trained before who don't know how to react do freeze. Knowing who are the ones who are going to run, that's fine. I actually had a coworker tell me the first thought was whose purse was the closest with the keys still in it. Because they were going to take that purse with those keys and that vehicle and go, which brought me to another thing. I think from here on out, I'm going to actually keep my keys in my pocket. It makes me rethink how I'm going to handle my everyday carry. Having those keys in a situation where we can drive out of it, if we do have to make a run for it, you know, there's no point in getting out of a building, like my Grace said, if you can't get to your vehicle. If you can't get to your bags or whatever is in there, it does you no good if you're locked out. So I appreciate the fact that you brought that up, my girl, because when she did say that, you know, it made me think, okay, look what's staying back in my, clipped on my hip and tucked into my pocket. Right, as the Highlander said, situational awareness. Do not keep your nose in your phone when you go in a place where the exits are and the people that are around you and what they're doing. Right. And that is something that a lot of people do not do. Right. At least a small key set with one car key and one house key. Absolutely. I actually make sure I keep a house key outside of the house, not and one with a family member close by. So if God forbid something happens, I still have a way to get into the home. Highlander mentioned something, but I'm not sure what that is. Is that a little like knife? I have a Kubaton on my car set for last resort. Highlander, could you please elaborate on that? Oh, a metal spike. Oh, okay. Pressure spike. Okay, I know what you're talking about. Cool. I didn't know that's what it was called, though. Sorry, y'all. I cannot breathe. I'm going to get a drink real quick, so bear with me for just one moment. All right. This computer is doing... All right, so as long as y'all can keep hearing me, we're fine. It wants me to reconnect on my computer, but with how choppy it was earlier, I'm afraid if I do that, it's not going to... So when I go to commercial break, I'm probably not going to mute my mic either on my phone. I may mute it from my phone end, only because I really don't want to lose y'all, especially with as much trouble as I have had in the past. So Highlander sent a link, and I think it's for the Kubaton. Cool. All right. So that was a big one for me. You know, realizing it in that situation. And, you know, we were very fortunate. It was an employee. I don't know why she did it the way she did. I don't know what the thought process was. And you're right, Highlander, from what you said earlier. And it was the same thing I said. There is no emergency plan in action. We have actually been bought out. So I'm going to address it with our head HR once the buyout is over, because I do feel like there needs to be some sort of checks or securities other than, yes, we have a gate. Yes, we have a security system. But, I mean, if it was that easy for someone to jump a window, and I will tell you, I did not know someone could move that fast through a window that high up. And mind you, I'm only 5'2". And this lady was maybe 5'4", 5'5". And the fact that she got through that window as quick as she did startled the crud out of me. Did not expect it. No, unfortunately, Highlander, we do not. He asked if we have any emergency buttons. We don't. Unless they actually have the camera system pulled up on their computers in the other rooms, they can't see the monitors like we can. So that was an issue. We've had other issues, so now we have to change and have a back parking lot locked because we've had cars broken into who were back there before. So now we park where that they can all be monitored, and I'm that person who always parks in front of the camera. I don't care if it's raining. I don't care if it's snowing. I don't care if the ground is ice. I will always park in the same spot, only because I like to be able to see my vehicle on camera 24 throughout my entire day. So that was a big one for us. But going back to our reflection point, you know, we definitely have sat down and looked at our bags. We've looked at things around and how we want to reset things, how we want to look at what it is we have and what it is we want to go forward on, which I think for all preppers, you know, it shouldn't be a matter of once a year. It should be every few months. Maybe I'd say monthly. I don't have the time for that. So maybe every 3 months for us in our houses is more reasonable, especially with how life gets away from us, especially since, you know, my husband and I are working parents. We have 3 small children who rely on us solely. So, you know, we have to keep working. We have to provide. But we also need that security. Okay, you know what? We are actually... see if it will let us do it. I am. Oh, thanks, Highlander. We have that link in there for that Kubaton. I think we are going to try to take a commercial break. If it acts glitchy in any way, shape, or form, y'all let me know. The only downside is I can't actually hear too much of what's going on with the way I called in. So if there are any issues, please, I am relying on y'all to be my ears. All right, so let's give this a try. We'll take a moment, and then we'll be right back.
As Prepper Broadcasting listeners, you already know that the more self-reliant people we have around, the better off we'll be in a disaster. That's why we started Prepper.org. Mission? Bring top survival prepping and homesteading experts under one roof to share their knowledge with as many Americans as possible. I want you to go to prepper.org/PBN. We've got a free survival basics guide for you by the one and only Ron Foster. That's prepper.org/PBN. Prepper.org/.
Have you visited SurvivalGearSystems.com? At SGS, we focus on and deliver today's most innovative high-tech survival gear and complete survival systems. Survival Gear Systems, the ultimate resource for individuals and families who want to get the information they need to develop their life survival plans and plan for adventures. At Survival Gear Systems, we offer not only individualized products, but also complete survival packages ranging from basic to extreme. Our survival systems include products recommended by our trained survival experts, including food, water, water filtration, power sources, communication devices, emergency gear, survival shelter, survival clothing, and more. These systems are revolutionary in preparing families for catastrophic events without the need to do the research or shopping around themselves. We do the work for you. Visit us and experience SurvivalGearSys.com.
Hi, I'm Joe Alton, MD, also known as Dr. Bones of the award-winning survival medicine website doomandbloom.net and co-author of the bestseller The Survival Medicine Handbook. As a medical doctor, I know how important it is to have knowledge, but you'll need supplies if you're going to save lives in a disaster. We've got an entire line of medical kits for every homestead, retreat, workplace, vehicle, church, school, just about any purpose you might imagine, and they're all put together by a real MD and nurse practitioner. Other kits are fine when the ambulance is on the way, but when you're the end of the line with regards to your family's well-being, you'll be a more effective medical asset with kits and supplies uniquely designed for tough times and packed in the USA. Prepare your family for any disaster with medical kits and supplies at store.doomandbloom.net. That's store.doomandbloom.net. Make medical kits by Dr. Bones and Nurse Amy a part of your medical storage. You'll be glad you did.
All right, we are back. Okay, so that worked. Thank y'all. If it wasn't for y'all in chat, I probably wouldn't know what's going on. So my other good news real quick before I go into the bags, I did get my tickets to Prepper Camp. So I will be there. I do plan on hosting. Thank y'all. Thank you, Mike Ray. You're the man. I do plan on actually doing a live show from Prepper Camp itself. So we have our tickets. We have that going. I'm looking forward to it. I've already looked at some of the schedule, and it is going to be nonstop packed. And you know what? I'm excited. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to the experience. I actually have my Prepper Camp buddy planned. We are unfortunately trying to figure out what to do about a campsite. We are looking at maybe trying to see if there's any way to go ahead and get in a spot for Tent City, because it looks like everything is booked. We have not had any luck. It looks like all the cabins, there's maybe one camper location left open. We don't own a camper or an RV, so that's out. All the tent spots are reserved. So it's, I think you're right, Highlander. I'm not sure. I believe Mr. David Jones from the NBC guy is going to be there. So I'm excited about that, getting to meet him in person. And he was a host here. But I'm excited about Prepper Camp. I'm excited to get to be around those type of people. And I have some other great announcements, but I have to wait till they're set in stone. I will let you know, though, we have an amazing guest coming on, Samantha Briggs. I believe I said that name right. I may have missed the last name. Maybe Briggs. Samantha, though, she is actually a writer for, blank. So Highlander made the comment about Prepper Camp. I bet the FBI will be there, laugh out loud. Yeah, it's possible. That many people prepared for anything, you never know. They have some amazing and great classes scheduled out there with all sorts of different topics and viewpoints that it fits any type of prepper. Excuse me, any type of prepper in any type too. So I'm definitely looking forward to that. We will go further into Prepper Camp and a little more on it later. But I just wanted to mention that I am excited. So I hope to see some of y'all out there. I know we have a few listeners who will be going who are not in the chat right now. Saturday nights are usually pretty busy for most of y'all. So, especially with the new year, everybody's got things going on. Okay, with that being said, I got that little happy out of the way. I'm excited. That was actually my Christmas gift. My chicken coop was my Christmas gift. You know, my husband was able to snag a $500 chicken coop for $50. It was one that Tractor Supply that had, the boxes had gotten exposed to the elements. So, I've been working on a few of them had a little mold on them. We've gotten that off. Yes, it actually holds 18 to 20 birds, 20 chickens. We are in the process of sanding. I have primer and everything that's safe that I can recoat and seal it so we don't have to worry about the water or anything else corroding or eating away at it. or building up any more mold or algae. So it's exciting. It's definitely a good little project. But unfortunately, here in the Mid-South, we are so muddy that you get stuck just walking out to the driveway. There's so much rain. And I'm sure that's the same for many locations, but there's so much rain. I'm actually ready for it to dry out. I can deal with the cold, but being wet and cold is just a little too much. I heard some feed chickens flax seed to make their eggs produce omega-3. Highlander, I've never heard of that. It would be definitely something to look into. Hey, Melinda Lee, it is so great to have you in here. So that is somebody who I'm hoping is going to prepper camp who I get to meet in person. It will be exciting. So you've missed out on some of the craziness unless you've been listening. So with that being said, you know, we're definitely looking at some Rhode Island Reds. We're looking at some good meat chickens because my husband and I are in the same agreement. We want chicken for eggs, but we want to be able to also have that meat source, and we want something that's going to be give us a nice amount of meat on these birds. Oh, okay. You gave me a link. Thank you. Oh, God bless you, hon. 16s. Oof. Do not miss that. I didn't like working 12s. So, yes, as Mike Ray said, you. So, that's one of our big projects this year. Y'all will be seeing posted, especially on our Instagram. I will try to get a link shared to that on both Facebook and Twitter if you're interested in. Oh, Melinda Lee, as I was saying earlier, I am going to be doing a kids free-for-all for the children behind a family affair. Any questions that you may have, want, or topics you would love to hear these children discuss, feel free to email me. Feel free to post it on Facebook. Shoot me a message on Messenger, that's fine, or any of the other ones. Love to hear any ideas you have. Melinda Lee, I've already got my tickets. The only problem is trying to find a spot to camp. So, yes. So, with that being said, on our reflection, again, with the whole mouse in the car incident, made me realize, oh, where I'm keeping my bag. I need to make sure everything in there is tight, which I was fortunate enough I had actually had taken my bag out, because the bag I keep in my vehicle is also the bag I take with me when I go hunting. It has all my gear, you know, extra rounds for my rifle or shotgun, depending on what I'm taking, hot hands, MRE. So I was fortunate enough that bag had already been in and out of the vehicle with me on my daily going. So that one had not been gotten into. They did not eat my Atlas. They did not eat my tarp. They just nested down in my bag of Angora fiber I had in there and in my clothes. So that was another one, is look at what you have as far as your preps. Look at your emergency bag. How can you make it more functional? How can you save yourself some heartache, especially if the weather gets into it? That's all you need is, you know, your gauze or your bandages or your extra clothes to get soaking wet, or something to get in it and pee on it. It definitely puts a little kink in your day. Yes, mice with expensive taste, because I will tell you what, that was actually raw Angora fiber that I had harvested from my last rabbit before the coyote got a hold of it. And unfortunately, with how I felt about mice, I did end up getting rid of the bag. There was just too much damage into the fiber to be able to even try to salvage it. So that was a loss there for me, especially with how fine the fiber actually was, my heart. But lesson learned, I should not have left it in the car. I should not have left the bags the way I did. And you need to be aware of your vehicle as much as you do your house. Which means we have a mouse in the garage. The house is great. We've done our lockdown on that for the winter, but the garage has been compromised by a field mouse. Yeah, we don't have cats. My husband, unfortunately, is allergic. I would love to have a cat, but that definitely puts a little kink. Antifreeze in a bowl. You know, They've actually said that they make antifreeze now where it will taste bitter and that a lot of animals deter away from it. So I don't know how true that is. I don't know how much that affects it. But I can't risk actually leaving antifreeze out in the open with the animals we have as well as the children. I wouldn't want to risk their safety. I may do some of the tricks like I had said on my show with the hot chocolate and plaster of Paris. That one I've read has been quite effective and definitely one I'm going to try. So I'm looking forward to it. I've actually got some hot chocolate that I don't care for that I will be using, so I won't feel bad that I've wasted some. Another big thing. So on the whole reflection, I've spoken before about shopping on a budget, about preps. We will actually go in the future on more on food preps. But the thing for us is, especially right now, the holiday seasons are hard for us working construction. We don't get paid for the holidays, especially for my husband, which throws a wrench in everything as far as bills and everything else that goes with it. So, you know, that was a big thing that I try to push back over, and I plan on trying to get even more is look at what you do, especially for the holiday season, especially with weather like this. You've got people who go nuts and want to stock up last minute. Stock up over the long period of time. Like I said before, I always buy 4 cans of tuna every time I go grocery shopping. Whether I need it or not, I have it. I always buy a few extra cans of beans, a few extra cans of vegetables and soup. Depends on the shopping. I won't go too crazy. I have to go based on what I can afford. So say I have $80 for groceries this week, or like last week, I was actually able to get 2 weeks worth of food on $80. And it's all mapping out your meals. What do you already have? What can you put up? What can you buy one extra bag of and put up? There's another meal. You know, for us, the deer, read the chat and it said Roland trap. I've never heard of a Roland trap. We hunt. Now, unfortunately, the deer have not been moving, so we're almost out of the deer meat we do have in the freezer, which does make it a little more difficult. But look around you. Don't be afraid to shop for a deal. Y'all laugh, but I actually buy my toilet paper for Dollar General. I can buy a 32-row double row, which is equivalent to 64 for $10. For us, that's one heck of a deal. Right now, Dollar General is having a sale on it, as well as I found out. I did not know Dollar General had digital coupons. Don't be afraid to look into apps to save your coupons, because right now they have an extra dollar off on top of the sale that's going on. So that makes it from 9 to 8. Fortunately, I had already bought mine by then, but hey, good to know for the next time. They have Highlander, I'm not sure what you mean by that. So Melinda Lee said on the Roland trap, it's a Roland tube that I will smear peanut butter on it, put it across a bucket in water, and when the mouse traps it, the peanut butter will roll off into the water. Highlander, TP at Walmart. Walmart has a 64 count for 4 rows. I don't understand what you mean by that. Yeah, I do buy the 32 double rows, but only because, 68 cents for 4 rows. Yes, but that stuff is so thin, and I have several heinies in my house, so that's something you got to think of is what's going to work for you and how many people. I have many kids. I have one who is finally now to the point of people understand once they're finally potty trained, you go through that cycle where they either use way too little toilet paper, and then they hit the point where they use way too much toilet paper. So, yeah, you're right. It all does. But that is something to consider, especially for your house in an emergency situation. You still have to go to the bathroom. What are you going to use? So we have all gotten comfortable with the luxury of toilet paper. I'd like to try to keep it that way as long as possible. Yes, as Migrate says, they like to use the length of your Migrate, I don't think it's that they use the length of their arm. They probably try to use the length of mine or their father's arm. So it's twice as much. But those are things, you know, you think of. I think those are ones that going into, or now that we're in the new year. Yeah. No, if you'd like to pay for a bidet, then that's fine. But but you know that those are things I'm looking into next year. Is okay. How can I get the necessities a little more? You know, I buy a little extra applesauce every time I go because the kids like it, or Viennese, or whatever their snack is. So now I've actually gotten probably 2 weeks ahead on it, that on a week we're really tight, there's one less thing I have to worry about buying because I've already stocked up on it. Now, I'm not going to say I'm going to quit buying it altogether, but it will save me a week that I need more money towards a bill or towards an emergency than I do towards groceries. So those are things to keep an awareness or a mindset on. If there's anything y'all in chat would like to mention, especially as far as for this year of how you want to fix your preps or readjust it, I'm not going to say, as for us, you know, a resolution is not something I see as a goal, as a mission to try to fix what we're doing, trying to correct our errors, trying to see better ways of doing it. And that's what y'all are here. You know, I talk about what I do. Y'all see what we do. And by no means is what we do perfect. And I love the fact that I learn from y'all as much as I try to teach. So, you know, it's a give and take on both ends. And I love it. Y'all are a family for us. And that's why I'm looking forward into this entire new year. I have some great things planned and hope to keep it going as strong as possible, and looking forward to actually being able to host without too many complications on my end. I actually even had YouTube live sitting on standby. So if this Blog Talk Radio had gone through, I was still hosting one way or another. It just meant y'all would have had to see me in all my messy hair, tired face glory. Actually right now, I don't know if y'all can hear it. I have all three children are, I don't know, playing with what, but it sounds like they're running through the house with a horse. Oh, yes, migrate. Great. Organize. Yes, that is another big one. We have gone through and tried to reorganize. I know I've reorganized my extra food cabinet. We reorganized what we call the store at one of a family member's house that we keep extra at. And it always seems like you can redo it again. Our materials and our supplies, you know, definitely make it as easy for you to be able to access as it is for you to put up. If you're just throwing it in there, it's going to get messy. Yes, sometimes it takes a little more work, but you're right, Migrate. Organize. Organizing is a big one, and it's something I definitely have to work on. I'm not the most organized person, my husband more so than I am. He's definitely a lot neater than me. I'm definitely more on the how much more can I get as far as putting food up. I actually was able to, on my tight budget, put up probably about 8 pounds of rice and several pounds of beans, which, mind you, in a household of ours, we go through 2 pounds at a meal. So even I put most of it up in 1 pound because it's easier to store. A couple I will put in a 2 pound, but those are ones I know that we're going to use relatively fast, only because it is harder to store in a vacuum seal bag. And then with that, with the whole mouth scare, I make sure that all my vacuum seal bags are put in containers that they can't easily access, like those large extra glass jars that you can put your flour and sugar in. If I can fit them in there, I'll put them in there and then put the jar up, because what mouse is going to eat through glass? So, I mean, common sense right there. We actually had 6 cases of courtyard. You know, that, Migrate, that is actually something I feel like we could use more of. We don't have enough jars. And those who can and repeat can, and you always find that you need a little more than what you thought, especially when you garden and you're canning, that you find 1 year you may produce more of something than you thought you had or would have figured it would have put out. And other years it's a little tighter, but, you know, those jars come in very, very, very handy. Oh, wow. God bless you, Melinda. If I receive tins of popcorn for Christmas, I save the tins and put the food in them. I have a tin in my locker at work. Oh, I love that, Melinda Lee. You know, I don't see those anymore. We don't have any of those. Those would be perfect because of how well the lids go down. Thank you. I'm going to actually, if you have any extra ones, let me know. I will gladly pay for the shipping. I would, that's a perfect idea. I'm actually writing that one down. You know, actually for Christmas, I got a bowl canner for canning my vegetables because we share between two households. So now that I have one at my household and one at hers, it's less of a fuss. I actually got new cookware. You know, I'm trying to get away from the Teflon. They peel too easy. It's dangerous. So we use a lot of stainless or cast iron in our house. So, you know, look at things that are going to work and hold up for your family. Teflon tears apart and breaks down so quickly. It's almost not even worth investing in. Yes, it's what do they call it? Non-stick. But you've got to think about wear and tear. You know, stainless holds up great. Cast iron holds up even better. Yes, you do have to take a few extra steps, but something worth having and having right is worth doing right. And it does take the extra work. Grocery stores sell them around the holidays. Melinda Lee, I will have to look. I don't eat popcorn. My husband does, but I don't. So I actually, unless he buys popcorn, I don't even bring popcorn into the house. I know that sounds crazy. I don't eat popcorn. So I don't even think about even considering buying them. I know that sounds crazy. So I guess I will have to consider buying it and tell him it's a treat so I can have the tin. What we do for our husbands. I think that's actually another show that James and I have spoken about. We're not going to do it together, but he mentioned that he would love to hear. I'm going to actually talk about wives or women prepping as well as husbands who may or may not. I feel like that is a big one in the community. Many preppers and many of those who listen, they either prep by themselves or just recently have gotten their spouse on board. So that's a big one for us, you know, is I was the prepper coming into the relationship. I had always been prepping. My husband had not. My husband was very new to it, but never turned me down or was critical on it. Now, sometimes he doesn't understand why we have so many extra cases of one type, you know, certain foods in the house or something. So I do have to be mindful of where I place it so it's not out in the open. Not because I'm trying to hide it, just because it's less stress for him to see all the extra. So that is something we will be talking about. Okay, Melinda Lee, I will do that. I will shoot you a message and you tell me where I need to throw the shout out at. Anybody who's interested, I would gladly take those off your hands. But yeah, so as we're winding down, I've somehow made it through an hour and y'all have listened to me ramble with no rhyme or reason. But I felt like these were things that should be mentioned. We are going to do another one with Tony again. We are going to try to have his wife on since she is now doing herbal medicines. It's great. I think she's actually finished up all of her interning and is now seeing patients. So I look forward to them. I'm actually going to try to get the organic gardener gentleman back on. Especially with spring right around the corner. Now is the time, if you have not been doing it beforehand, to go ahead and start trying to get your gardens together. So we've got a lot of things planned. I'm looking forward to it. I'm actually going to even have Michael Klein back on as a guest. That one is going to be an exciting one for y'all. And hopefully maybe EK will be able to come back on with him as well. So we have not seen the last of them. They are out temporarily. I am looking forward to it. And I enjoy the fact that y'all manage to come in every Saturday night and listen to me. And those who can't make it every Saturday night, I appreciate the fact that y'all still regularly download and listen. And if there's something you feel like you would like to hear more of as far as the family aspect, send a message. Shoot me an email. Shoot me an Instagram message, a Twitter message, or a Facebook message, or however you feel the best way of getting a hold of me. And let me know what you have in mind or would like to hear. You are going to be hearing more of the children. I do have some things planned out with them other than the free-for-all. So, again, remember, any questions, thoughts, topics, or ideas you'd like to hear from these children, send them to me. Shoot me a message, email, Again, the email is a.family_affair@yahoo.com. Message us. We would love to hear it. I would love to hear what kind of questions you have for these children, because as I said before, as I've said in the past and will continue to say in the future, these children are involved in prepping as much as my husband and myself. So with that being said, I'm going to wind it down. I hope y'all all have a great weekend staying with me on board. And until then, I will see y'all next week. And everybody have a good night.
Today's broadcast has come to you through the courtesy of the Prepper Broadcasting Network. See our hosts, show schedules, archive programs, and more at PrepperBroadcasting.com. Thanks for listening.